with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Michigan is one of the states where the 2020 election polls were off base. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is touring the Blue Wall battleground states.
4 years ago, the final polling averages had Donald Trump losing Michigan by up to 7 percentage points. But his support was undercounted, and in the end, he lost the state by only 2.8%. This time, Trump is in a much closer contest against Kamala Harris, and the accuracy of the poll numbers is an open question. But South Central Michigan shouldn't be a problem for Trump. GOP roots run deep here in Jackson County, the site of the first official Republican Party meeting in 1854. It's a county Trump won by 19 points last time. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Jackson, Michigan.
Arizona is pulling in extra help to deal with a flood of early ballots.
And around-the-clock operations underway in Arizona's most populous county to process early ballots that are an unusually long 2 pages. Election officials in Maricopa County must verify each voter's signature on the envelopes and then remove the actual ballot pages so they can be prepared for counting. Officials have said vote counting machines could jam if both pages of the ballot are not fed separately. The Maricopa County Recorder says 1 million ballots have come in already. That represents about 40% of the nearly 2.6 million people registered to vote. The election team is getting help from other county employees, assisting with the night shifts. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Supreme Court has rejected an emergency appeal from Republicans that could have led to thousands of provisional ballots not being counted in Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, the Dow by 288 points, the NASDAQ rose 144, the S&P 500 advanced by 23. This is SRN News. Witches love Disney.
Actual practitioners of Wicca are praising the TV series Agatha All Along, which streams on Disney Plus for what they call its accurate portrayal of their occult practices. One Florida woman who describes herself as a witch tells Religion News Service, quote, "The people that wrote this have to have a background in paganism, witchcraft, or something. The characters are not typical Hollywood witches." Some witches say they are incorporating aspects of the program into their rituals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A second high court has ruled the Japanese government's policy against same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The ruling's the latest in a series of decisions upholding plaintiffs' demands for gay marriage and states the unconstitutionality more clearly than a 2022 lower court decision. Asia is generally a socially conservative region, but LGBT activists have been targeting it for at least a decade. This is SRN News. The death toll from massive flooding in Spain has risen to at least 205, with all but a handful of them occurring in the Valencian community.
All morning we have seen these volunteers coming out with their brooms to try and get rid of some of this mud. The mud is everywhere. It's over me, it's over everyone. And they're trying to get it down into the drains to try and get the roads in this area back to some sense of normality. If we come round the corner, you will see that there are piles of people's possessions here that have been put here so that they can be moved away. I have seen thousands of volunteers here today.
BBC correspondent Nikki Schiller reporting from Valencia. Survivors are relying on the esprit de corps of volunteers who have rushed in to fill the void. Police continue to search for bodies in the debris. More details at SRNnews.com.